Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest in the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today I have Lakeisha Mazur on the line, and she is a business development advisor and co-founder of LegalHelpForBiz.com. Lakeisha, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks, Adam. It's good to be on the show. Thank you for having me. Such an honor.
Oh my gosh. So I'm excited to get into today's episode. I mean, we have a lot to cover, and it was amazing to meet you the other day at one of our at our networking events in Beverly Hills. It was just so awesome to meet in person. So just to get us kicked off, we're going to start this episode the way that we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So Lakeisha, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Lakeisha, what mission matters to you?
The mission that matters to me is being a helper to humanity and a community resource in the best way that I can utilize possible.
It's great. And ever since you've joined our community and been part of our network, I'll tell you, I mean, you just light up the room when you come in. And Lakeisha, definitely, you're helping clients and everything else that you're doing. And we'll get into that. Definitely want to talk more about your business. But to get us started, how did you get on this path of, I mean, I've gotten to know you a bit, but how have you gotten on, did you get on this path of becoming an entrepreneur and a business owner? Like, what was your journey like?
You know, I think the journey started when I became a mom, and I really just did not want to like leave the house to do anything, but like be a mom, take care of my kids. But I wanted to like be a work from home mom, like not, you know, like not stay at home and not make money. You know, yeah. I mean, I have two daughters, so I want them to like see, I wanted them to see like, yeah, my mom stays home. She takes care of me. She makes some cash. You know, if we have a need, you know, she's going to be able to fulfill our need and the wants, you know, got those needs down. But sometimes those wants are like, yeah, we kind of need that. Like my daughter, Jakeba, yeah, she kind of had a cell phone by fourth grade, but security purpose, actually.
Of course, you know? Of course.
So, you know.
Oh, it's great. And it's, what would you say to, there's a lot of other, you know, individuals that are, you know, at different levels of their entrepreneurial, varying levels in their entrepreneurial journey. And they, you know, some people have some ideas and they have some things they want to accomplish as well. Like, what kind of advice would you give to the people that are maybe just getting started out there?
Definitely write it down. Okay. Because if it's in your head, that's all it's going to be. It's just going to be in your head. At least if you write it down and you post it where some, like, don't write it down and go, I'm going to put it in this folder, put it on a wall. Okay. Some people are all about their vision boards. And I think that's a little limiting. We need to have a little bit more abundance mindset than that. So I write it down. I stick it on a wall. Every time I see something, I'm like, I'm going to stick that on my wall. And I had like a wall of everything I've wanted, and I've pretty much gotten everything. So I'm sitting in my office in my house that I've had for about 2 years, and the whole blueprint and the development and the maker of the house was on my vision wall.
What?
And I, yeah. And I carried that vision wall for 6 years, from one three stint to apartment to the next three stint to the apartment. Yeah.
Wow. What an amazing story. And I'm a big fan of vision boards. I like vision walls. I've had a cork board at my desk. I mean, when I was in a cubicle just getting started, I feel like maybe I was watching The Secret or something else, or maybe Oprah. Like, somebody taught me this concept of the vision board and what that mattered, or just putting stuff up there. Steve Harvey talks about putting it on his, I think he says his is on his phone. I mean, they're all fancy, but now I just have my, I have a whiteboard and I have a bunch of things that I put up there, and I'm like, oh, this is good. This is good. And it moves and it changes. And it's, I feel like the board's gotten bigger, but I need to upgrade. I need to just take the board away and do the whole wall, huh?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Start with like, just do a wall. Last year I graduated from ministry school, and one of the things that I was able to do was buy myself my pool table. Now that pool table had been on that dream wall for like 3 years. And so finally, when we got the house, see, cause you know, it was, I was able to like go to the place and they still had it in stock, which was awesome. Yeah. And so that was my gift. So the house, I was like, yeah, it's got to have a pool table. Not that long dining room table. I need a pool table. I'm all about the shooting some pool. But that was on the wall. You know, even like the elusive, exclusive perfume. Because, you know, as you get older, you want that signature scent, you know. And I stuck that perfume on that wall. And my daughter, Kaylani, she bought it for me for my 40th birthday. So, yeah.
Wow.
So you don't necessarily have to get them. Sometimes God puts people in your path to give those things to you.
It's all God for sure. And speaking of that ministry school, I didn't know that about you. So you just graduated. You mentioned congratulations. So,
well, you know what? I actually graduated 2020.
Oh, 2020. Okay.
But you know, the lessons are still there. Like they really are. You know, God told me, okay, you need to focus on your business. And once I did that, it actually skyrocketed because, you know, it just, I'm a kingdom minded business owner. And that's what I want to make sure I'm always representing and, you know, being a helper to humanity. It's like, there was something said, like, what would be on your tombstone? And I'm like, helper to humanity. So it's actually on my right arm. So when people shake my hand, they're seeing who they're dealing with.
That's great. And I'm just curious, what made you want to take that extra step and you know, go to school and to learn more about it? Like to spot your faith?
I actually had a midlife crisis only because I turned 40. And my daughters are now 22 and 24. And then my oldest daughter had like my granddaughter, Avery Renee. Yeah. And I was like, oh, well, now what? You know, and they were adults. They're like adult kids. Like, what do you do? You know, and I'm like, got this hole in the mom hole. You know, it's a little different level. But I just was like, well, I've got the money. I've got the time. I might as well go. And, in our church, they have a ministry school, you know, Generations Church in Moreno Valley. So I was like, yeah, 2 years all day long, you know, even through COVID, we had to do some Zoom meetings. But it was just like such an honor. And actually, when you said light, it's actually kind of funny because that's like my word. Like that was my word graduating, you know, be light. And I just try to project that everywhere I go.
Oh, and you do. I can see it. Like I said, I think I started this interview by saying that, by the way, and I didn't know that. I didn't know that was your word. I didn't know that was, but I can see that it's definitely your blessing, or at least one of the many I'm sure you've been bestowed. But I see it when you walk into a room, people just huddle around you. And like some of the other individuals on our team were like, wow, everybody just huddles around Lakeisha and they want to talk and they want to ask her questions. And I'm like, I know it. Like they haven't even all seen her fabulous glasses yet, but you know.
Well, you know, we are on video, so my Dior's are upstairs, but I'll sit on my porch, drink my tea and rock them a little bit.
So I want to switch topics slightly here. So we've been doing a lot of work together. So I want to start, books, podcasts. I want to start with the book side of things. So what kind of inspired you or what inspires your writing overall and kind of the message that you want to get out there in it? Cause I'm excited to publish your story, by the way. I think it's going to be amazing. So what inspires you though?
Okay. Well, that actually is pretty easy. I'm kind of naturally creative and I need outlets, but actually half the stuff I write is just every day looking around and inspired by the Holy Spirit. Like that's it. So when I, if I'm sitting somewhere, I'm like, oh, I need to write that down. Or am I sure I'm supposed to write that down? Miss Brie, like, yeah, you need to go write that down. So I don't even like, I'm just the vessel to write the stuff, you know? And then it's usually something that I've already experienced because that's the best knowledge, right? experience it, then write it. That way you can't fake it. You're authentic and you're true to yourself, you know?
Yeah. It's amazing. And so the people out there, a lot of people want to become authors. A lot of people want to do different things. And I could say I'm a biased publisher. I love publishing books and I love reading books. I love the paper. I love the feel. But when you think about like getting published or even publishing a book, to me, it's kind of like, it's one of those things where if it's on somebody's bucket list, if it's something that they want to do, if they have a story, they have a message, it's something that they should do. However they do it, by the way, I don't mean just through Mission Matters. I mean, anyway, like whether they're self-publishing, they're going out there and they're writing, they're doing an ebook, like anything. I just feel like the power of word and sharing those experiences, like you don't know whose voice is going to help somebody. Like some people aren't like, it's not going to be my voice. It's going to be your voice. It's going to be maybe not your voice. It's going to be somebody else's voice. But if you don't share that story, if you don't share that message, then it's kind of lost, right?
It goes right to the graveyard.
Yeah.
All those gifts and talents.
Yeah.
Right to the graveyard. You don't act on them.
Yeah. It's a waste. So, again, I bring that up because everybody watching this, if you have a story or a message, figure it out, Google how to get published, how to publish, like whatever you want to do, like, but get out there and get that book done or get that story written and get your message out there. So this is, and by the way, for everybody listening as well, we're going to bring Lakeisha back on the show to, for a second part of this interview where we'll actually do a deep dive into her writing as well. But today we're just going to give you a little bit of a tease because when the book comes out, we want you to buy the book. Still, I mentioned I'm a publisher, right? We sell books, so we'll bring Lakeisha back on. But moving on slightly here, the podcast. So I'm thrilled to have your content. I still say I hope none of our other podcast hosts are listening to this, but your cover is one of the best covers I feel we've made, and I'm so thrilled to bring and to distribute your show on the Mission Matters Podcast Network so that all of our audience can benefit from your knowledge and your experiences. So give us a flavor of the podcast.
Gosh. Well, the title of my podcast is called Business Basics, and mm-hmm. I'm your hostess, Lakeisha Mazur. So I always want someone that they came to my house, you know, I'm the hostess with the mostest. I want you to feel better than when you left. So I mm-hmm. say I'm the hostess, and, you know, you're going to get some insight when you're kind of doing your startup. And also if you're like a couple of years in, mm-hmm. but, you know, there's a lot of things that business owners just kind of like throw themselves into and they're missing those basics. And I have a lot of value of which basics people are missing. Actually, I think today episode 3 is on the network. So that's awesome. And I'll be turning one in like later today. So once a week, people, once a week, I'm cranking it out for you.
I love it. And we'll put the links and all that stuff into the show notes so that our audience could just click on it and head right on over and check out and subscribe to your podcast because we 100% want them to follow you and to keep on hearing the message from you. So excited about that. Switching focus slightly here, I want to let's get into your business a little bit more as well. Because I mean, you're dynamic. You got a lot of things going on. So tell us a little bit more about your business and also kind of how that concept started and came up for you.
Oh, okay. So originally,
I'll take you back a couple years. It's okay.
Well, I've been in business for 6 years. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. And this is the year that speed is really like on the gas. My core background is originally a life and health agent. So I've been life and health mm-hmm. licensed for 10 years. And I also worked at a school for like 6 years. So somewhere in between there, I got to do some corporate. I learned event marketing on how to generate leads for life insurance mm-hmm. with the kiddos. Then I just became like a community resource at health and safety fairs. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I acquired some legal service membership products and some mm-hmm. identity theft service products because mm-hmm. children are very not on the radar for their parents to understand that they can become a victim of identity theft. I mean, not the classic, my aunt and uncle got that phone bill in my name. No. It's a little deeper than that, people. Ooh. Sorry. You know, they're starting kindergarten. They've got a loan for a house in their name.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, and if they're trying to get loans and grants a little bit later on down the line, they're not going to be able to do that. And then even with being a life and health agent, you know, if with the estate planning, hey, get your will done, you know, legal directive, you know, there's like these four things. I'm trying to remember them all off the top of my head. But legalhelpforbiz.com, that's the number 4. biz.com. Mm-hmm. Yes, my domain name is actually my company name. It's my DBA. It's core 4. So you've got your legal insurance. In some states, mm-hmm. it is called that. Your life mm-hmm. insurance, your health insurance, 10 states for that. Mm-hmm. Very strategic. I just need 1/5 of the country. I don't need all 50 states. And then we've got the identity theft services. And then everything that is the core 4, we can also offer to the business owner and their employees. So I'm pretty much like a well-rounded legal services agency. Yeah. And then I've got another thing on the back burner. I just need to finish some contracting and we'll mm-hmm. offer that to small business. But I'm a big fan of small business. But yeah, I got my roots in event marketing, health and safety fairs.
Wow.
And just like, that's my passion, especially with working with the school district. I was a new yeah. newbie in the morning. So I work with kiddos, like 4 to 5 year olds, mm-hmm. which just yeah. totally prepares me for dealing with adults. I just got to tell you, you know, every morning about 120 kindergartners, I know how to handle like adults.
Yeah. I wanna circle back to something you said, because a lot of individuals that'll watch this with kids or listen to this, and they maybe they have no idea about the identity theft thing that you mentioned. So I don't have kids yet, so I'm definitely not as aware. But you mentioned, you know, like talk a little bit more about that.
Their social security number is being compromised. Okay. Mm. And it can either be their full blown social security and their name. Mm. And yeah. then it can also just be their social security and then mix with other pieces of information, which is actually synthetic identity theft. Mm-hmm. And when they're applying for grants, that's usually when they know. Now, of course, a good responsible parent
yeah.
will go ahead and get the identity theft protection for the family. It's mm-hmm. super low cost, you know, yeah. and it's going to monitor, you know, the black web. Mm-hmm. It's actually going to tell you which sex offenders are in the neighborhood. And I got to mm-hmm. tell you, so my daughter, she mm-hmm. is, she aged out. My youngest daughter aged out. So mm-hmm. they're about 18, depending mm-hmm. on if it's an employee plan. And she got it and she was excited to get it. And mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, I really want you to have this, but until you can afford to pay for it, because that's one thing. I don't care who you are. If you can't afford it, I know you already need these things. Okay.
Yeah.
But if you can't afford it, I'm not going to do you a disservice mm-hmm. and let you have it. Someone else can do that, but I'm not going to do that. I'm about mm-hmm. quality and I'm about retention and mm-hmm. teaching people how to use everything that I offer them.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about that service. And she just loved it. She does video gaming. And so there was social media monitoring attached to that.
Because, oh, wow.
You know, when I think I want to say, I don't say MySpace came out, but
as far as I know, it was all the people that are watching this, you just dated that remember that name. Some of the younger people are like, I keep hearing about this MySpace. What is this? Like,
and you had to be like, I think like 13 or something.
Yeah.
And then Facebook came along and I don't know, like, I don't know what the age is on all that, but those kinds of things have to be monitored, mm-hmm. you know, with bullying. If anything, you know, there's all those different reasons on why those things need to be monitored and just, mm-hmm. you know, keeping track of those things. And mm-hmm. when you think your child is going somewhere and they're really not, yeah. it just really comes in handy, you know, mm-hmm. And for yourself too, honestly, especially if you're like a business owner, you're in the media, you need all those things monitored because, oh, you know, that person's a guru and they've got all these other things. You know what? Yeah. Let me slip a little, you know, they're not going to know. Maybe I'll start a tab somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true too. Like I've seen that happen to many business owners and you don't know until it's a problem. Right. So this is a way to get.
And then it becomes a legal problem. So you see what I'm saying? So you need both services.
And so on the legal side, and you offer this to business owners as well. So to individuals and business owners. So mm-hmm. go a little bit further into maybe the core four that you mentioned.
Okay. So the core four is like the legal insurance. So usually I'll offer that to my life clients. These are kind of already my book of business, but for mm-hmm. those that are reaching out, like, dear business owner, I know you want to start a business and you're probably going to ask someone, but guess what? You don't know if you need what business entity. Okay. So you need to actually speak with a legal person, a lawyer, AKA mm-hmm. attorney, because you thinking you need a LLC because your business coach told you, you don't know that. You need to talk to the expert and because you might not need an LLC. It could be an S-Corp. It could be a C-Corp. You don't know. So that's my biggest like qualm with business owners that want to form a business entity. And I got to tell you, legalhelpforbiz.com, it is a DBA. So a lot of the contracts are kind of under my name, but I did have the pleasure of forming LH for Biz Enterprises. Yes, it's an LLC, but I talked to my business attorney and he gave me the rundown of everything. And that was the proper thing for me because as a business owner, when you're entering contracts, you need to read your contracts. I mean, some of the contracts, you kind of get the gist of it, but guess what? You don't know how to sign it. Like I just talked to mine 2 days ago because I didn't know how to sign a contract. It's my second contract with my business entity. And I was like, I understand what it says, but I didn't understand how to sign it. So he helped me and I was super happy. And I was like, yeah, that's empowering. Okay. That's empowering to just wing it and not have your law firm on speed dial. That's the issue, especially if you're in industries that are construction, commercial, janitorial. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I mean, as an insurance agent, I got my E&O, which is helpful, but there's still some backup stuff that you need, you know, and if you're paying for an attorney on retainer, hello, there's day-to-day stuff as a business owner you need to look at in your business. You know, you're a business owner and your job is either A, you're trying to leave a legacy to somebody. But if you're not legally protecting your business from clients, from vendors, like why are you collecting money to the vendors? Mm. And then you have a debt collection agency. Well, guess what? If you had your law firm, the lawyer can just do that for you. And you don't lose any percentage of cut of whatever the collection agency would have had. Just saying.
Oh, it's great. It's a great, I love it. And it makes sense. And for those out there that have these gaps and when their coverage or, and, you know, the identity theft side of things. And it's just like, you know, these are simple ways that you can really get ahead of things that can become really big problems kind of down the line. Right.
That's business basics. I mean, even with protecting the client's identity from cyber attacks, you know, with all the ransomware and everything. Well, man, if you're in the bookkeeper, if you're Dr. Dennis, how much HIPAA information are you sitting on that you're not making sure that if there's a data breach, it's not being sold on the black web?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know that? No. Like,
it's a big deal. It's a big deal. And I think it's a great service. And you work with, you work with business owners. You did mention that, but is this just for large companies, middle market? Do you work with the individual, like solopreneur, like what kind of business owners
do you work with? I do. A lot of times my business development advisory goes toward the people that are finally moving out of their full-time job.
Yeah.
And they're losing their benefits. Mm-hmm. So now they're like, oh, you know what? I need health insurance. Mm-hmm. I need life insurance. I need to legally protect my business. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm making some waves. I need to protect my identity. So yeah. And then when they get employees, I can offer them all the same benefit. Now those are voluntary benefits. So there's no cost to the employer on that. You know, it's just how generous does that business owner want to be?
Mm. It's great. Well, Lakeisha, I'll tell you, I can talk to you about this all day long and it's been excellent having you on the show, but I just have to ask. So what's next? I mean, what's next for you, your business, the podcast? Like, what do you have coming up next?
Wow. You know, between the book and then getting the podcast so quickly, it's just like, just keep it going. You know, I actually had to hire some like people now, because sometimes as a business owner, you got to say, hey, you know what? You need to delegate that. That's not your lane. So just growing the business, you know, moving forward, growing the agency a little bit, acquiring some more services that are going to make a difference in the lives of the business owners and individuals as well.
Oh, it's great. Well, if somebody's listening to this and they want to connect with you and they want to follow up and learn more, whether it's about the core four, about the identity theft or anything else that you're working on, I mean, what's the best way for people to connect?
The best way is actually my website, legalhelp4biz.com. And there's like a contact us page. So, I mean, and then, you know, that would be the best way. Honestly, that's the best way. Everything on my website, I actually built my website. So, you know, if they need me anywhere in their information journey, my contact information is readily available, as well as my licensing page and all that good compliant legal stuff that everyone should have.
Oh, that's great. And we'll put all that information in the website and all that other good stuff in the show notes so that our audience can just click on it and head right on over. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time tuning into a Mission Matters, the Mission Matters program, or engaging with our platform, we're all about bringing on entrepreneurs, executives, and experts and having them share their mission. You know, why do they do what they do? How are they doing it? What can we all learn and gain? And how can we all grow together from that information? If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or motivational to you, hit that subscribe button. We have many more mission-based individuals just like Lakeisha coming up on the line, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Lakeisha, really, it has been such a pleasure. I cannot wait till your next episode comes out so we can all benefit from it. So thank you again for coming on the show.
Thanks again, Adam. I appreciate it.